Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to part two of In Sickness and Hip. And in, oh, let me do that again.
No, well, that's fine. Just leave that. That's it. That's all you're getting. Welcome back.
Let's get stuck in.
No, so we are talking about rebellious acts.
Right. Okay.
Now, I don't really have...
You're not a rebel, babe.
Not a rebel at all whatsoever. I love rules.
You do.
Love the whole train etiquette thing.
Yeah.
There are certain rules.
But that's how you live your life, way of Britain.
I do, yes.
You're a respectable member of society.
Because otherwise it would be chaos.
Yeah. All right? But do you know what they say?
Out of chaos comes... civilization? There is a saying like that.
I don't think it's that. That doesn't make any sense. No, I was going to say the when
some
two
men just want to watch the world burn.
When two people get married,
yeah,
the best marriages are when it's like polar opposites.
Right.
So like you are quite quiet, and you're a rural guy,
yeah,
and you're quite, you know, nice,
straight laced.
Yeah. I'm quite loud in...
Do you reckon?
I do think I'm loud, but I don't think I'm...
Only in certain situations.
I don't think I'm intentionally loud. James, when we
listen, when you're on the train, you are very well behaved.
Oh, there no.
There is no way this marriage would work.
No.
If I was with one of these bumping into people...
Oh, no.
Taking the seats.
No, I don't mean like that. I don't mean in that sense. I'm...
Eating eggs on a train.
No, I'm actually just talking about how I talk.
Go on.
Like, I'm a loud talker.
Yeah, you're
talker.
A few decibels above me. But I am the
when
opposite.
When we make our vlog, yeah, we always have to lower my voice.
Yeah, I have to go through the audio. Because you peak.
I do.
We'll just be having a conversation. But the problem is that I'm the complete opposite.
You're very quiet spoken.
Fucking hear me.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to lift me up and bring you down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not rebellious.
No.
I do like rules. I do like having rules in my life. And I'll tell you why, right?
Go on.
Because I do feel like I could go over
if
the edge.
If somebody pushed you.
And I don't...
Are you one of those... Are you like John Wick? Like, you know, very quiet. He wants to live a quiet life, but if somebody... If somebody kills your puppy, you're gonna...
As much as I would love to compare myself to John Wick... Don't think I'm John Wick.
No.
I don't think anyone said that about me.
No. If Harrison could hear this.
Voice just broke then as I was talking.
I don't think anyone could say that about me.
No, I don't think I'm like John Wick, but I do...
I don't know, Jimmy.
I am an all or nothing guy.
I've got this weird thing about you, right? Where I do... Because I'm a worst case scenario person.
Right.
Right? You know that.
Yeah, you've always got...
I'm worst case scenario. I'm ready for fucking anything
that's
to go down.
That's why I always call you Batman, because that is anyone who's a comic book guy.
Right.
Or lady.
Nothing against women.
The Batman superpower is not that he can fly or that
he's
just
not actually. He doesn't
his
have a
superpower.
Power
is that he basically can plan for any kind of event,
right?
And because he's the detective,
right?
And he knows his enemy. He knows absolutely everything about his enemy. He can predict any kind of outcome, and he's got a contingency plan.
Yeah,
he's always got a plan ready for if A happens or if B happens.
Yeah.
And that's what you're like.
Yeah.
You walk through the house, go, and you look at, like, the exits, the, you know, where's the smoke alarms? Oh, if we needed to, we could jump out of this window from the second floor, land on this, and we'll be out.
Yeah.
That's why I used to call you Batman all the
time. But that's what I was going to say about you, though, right? I've got this weird thing about you where, because I do live like that, I'm worst case scenario, I'm ready for anything at... Anything bad that can happen, I've thought about it,
right,
and I'm ready for it to happen.
Yeah.
But one of my favourite films, or my favourite genre of film to watch, is like sort of end of the world films, right?
Disaster
I love
movies.
Them.
Yeah.
Apocalyptic, disaster, all that stuff, right? I love it. And I've always got, me and, I've watched a couple with Harrison, watched, what's the one with Jake Gyllenhaal in New York?
2012?
No, that's John Cusack.
Day After Tomorrow?
Day After Tomorrow. Me and Harrison watched that. And it's always like only a select few people survive, right? Mm-hmm. Or there's one family that survives. And I always say to Harrison, I'm like, I think Dad would get us out of that.
I'm quite good.
Like, I've got this weird thing where I do think you would be like, right, listen, this is what we're going to do. And I think I would trust you.
I don't come across as this kind of person
at all.
Is
that the nicest thing I've maybe ever said to you?
Possibly. But it's
look,
also,
I'm even touching you.
But it's also true.
Yeah, I think
I don't come across this at all whatsoever. And people will not believe me when I say this.
No, maybe not.
I am quite good at
logical
disaster situations.
Yeah.
I calm down and I look at everything and I go, right, we can do this, this and this.
Yeah. See, I panic.
Yeah.
But I'm like, get a knife, stab them.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you're
it's probably
like,
one of the options.
Yeah, but I do. I had that. Me and Harrison actually were
there's
having
a, crisis.
A conversation
I'm,
about it.
I'm the guy to come to.
And I was a bit like, I feel like we would be that family that makes it out in time.
I'm quite calm in a crisis, aren't I?
Yeah.
Whereas, if a tiny thing goes wrong, I'm stressed out.
Well,
like
that's true. Yeah,
I save it all until it really hits. The
if your shorts, if your sleeves are too short, you're like you're on the edge
fuck
of tears.
Sake, yeah. Whereas if it was end of the world, I'd be like, yeah. Right. Which is why when we were watching, I don't know whether it was the first one or the second one, A Quiet Place.
Yeah, we watched the second
the,
one. Well, I made you watch both.
Emily Blunt and the fella from The American Office,
John Krasinski.
There was a
that's a good film. I
there's
like
that a
film.
Scene where I'm gonna. Spoil it.
Oh, I'm not into that. I hate people who spoil films.
Because it's a good film and you should watch it if you haven't.
I'm sure everybody's seen
well,
it.
Well, there was a scene where, I won't tell you what happens, but I was going, that'd be me. I'd be going, that'd be me. I'd be in his situation because the fucking kids couldn't
it's
be over
the
themselves.
Kids, yeah, it's the kids. They always get you killed.
And I would be going, and that was what I'd be telling you. Cheers for this. Thanks.
If you really want to survive...
If you just did as you were told, this wouldn't be happening right now. Yeah.
If you really want to survive, ditch the kids. Me
kids.
And you would make it.
Oh,
up.
Yeah, you've got to get rid of the kids. That's the first thing. Can't have small children around in a post-apocalyptic world.
No.
If there's zombies, if there's aliens,
yeah.
Get rid of the fucking kids because they are just going to drag you down. One of them's going to be diabetic. There's always a diabetic one, and you need to find some insulin from somewhere.
You've got to find the medicine.
Oh,
yeah.
That was
Greenland. Well, Gerard.
Get rid of the kids.
Anyway, I'm just
either
gonna...
either the kids die or you all die. That's the harsh choice that you're gonna have to make.
Right, I'll stop you there because talk about tangents, my lord. We were talking about being rebellious.
Yes, and how I'm not.
You're not rebellious.
No.
Although you have
love
just,
rules.
You have just. Shoved your kids into the zombies, but...
Well, it's either all of us or them. If it was me or them, I'd go take me.
Yeah.
But if it was some of us have got to get out. If I can make it, then I'll go.
Right, rebellious.
Go on.
First question here, right?
Yes.
I'm just going to ask it. Who's the most rebellious, James or Claire?
I don't think either of us are particularly rebellious.
Not in, like, societal... I think if we
not in a conventional sense. And that's what makes us extra rebellious.
If we go back to being younger, I think it was me. I was a bit of a tow rag.
Yeah, I wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
My mates were all drinking over the park and stuff, and I was going, no, I can't do it, guys. I've got an audition.
I got into some trouble when I was younger.
Never got into trouble, me.
I was a bit rebellious.
Never got into trouble.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll take that one then.
Yeah.
What is the most rebellious thing that you've ever done? Now, obviously, the guy, the chewing gum story guy, right? Mm. That's got to be up there for him because he knew he wasn't supposed to do it and it took a lot in him to get to that point. Mm. Is there anything that's ever got you to a point where you've thought, fuck it, I'm doing that? Or is there anything that you've done that you think, oh, that was quite rebellious?
I don't think anything I've done is rebellious. I think everything I've done, if I've got into any kind of confrontation in my life, it's been with the confidence of knowing that I am in the right.
No, right, okay, but forget confrontation. Have you ever just done something where you're like, I know I'm not supposed to do this and I could get in trouble, but fuck it, I'm doing it.
Sometimes I've maybe done, you know, just stuck the dishwasher on again.
With it emptying it?
Yeah, just, you know, look at it go.
And to be fair,
I could either empty it or I could just put it on again.
And to be fair, if I do catch you doing that, you are in big trouble.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself.
All right.
You little tow rag. Oh, no, you've not done anything illegal.
Yeah.
You can't, you know.
I'm not a good person.
You can't say you're a good person.
All right, fair enough.
We had to cut a load of stuff out on the last podcast. Because you were so fucking mean.
Listen, let me tell you something, right? If yous could hear what I was talking about, yous would all agree, but you're just not allowed to say it. Ooh, follow the rules. Don't offend anybody.
Well, to be fair, you were following the rules.
I was following the rules. Yous were all like, oh, no.
We had a conversation in the last podcast that I had to get out because it would be cut out because it was a bit like, she's right, but...
but yeah, she sounds evil.
She's going to get us cancelled.
Going back to being young... James, you must have done some of the rebellion. Did you do like this? It says here, knock and running. We called it Chappy.
Yeah, we called it Knockdown Ginger.
Why?
Bizarre.
Why?
Don't know.
Chapping the door and running away.
Don't know. Yeah, we did Knockdown Ginger. We did it so much that we stopped running.
Yeah.
Oh, we just stand there. I knock on the door and just go, all right.
I do feel sorry.
My mate Stephen once, it went so far, my mate Stephen had his arse out in preparation. He pulled his arse out because we were all wearing jogging bottoms.
Yeah, obviously.
Little, you know.
Neds.
Hey. He knocks on the door and he just went, oh, sorry, I've got the wrong house. And then turned around and went, oh, I've just dropped this. And just bent down and just showed his arse.
I do feel sorry for kids these days, though, because everybody's got like a Ring doorbell and...
That's it, yeah. You can't get away with it, can you?
Do you ever egg a house?
No, I didn't egg a house. Never egged a house. What's the point of that?
Do you ever sneak out the house?
Didn't really need to.
Okay, we'll move past
just
that.
Left. I just leave when
okay.
Wasn't really a problem.
Did you ever graffiti? Was that ever a thing for you?
No. I would have done if I was good at it.
You couldn't draw or spell.
No. I used to do things like the only graffiti I would do is I would write, Jazzy B was here.
Jazzy B?
Yeah.
What?
That was my tag.
Was that a joke?
No, that was...
Oh, that was cool.
Well, when I was about, you know, 11, 12, 13, having a tag was important for some reason.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest, I haven't even thought about this for...
I know, yeah. So this is bringing back some memories. But yeah, I used to write George Harrison everywhere.
I would write Jazzy B was here, 99.
Was as in W-A-Z-E-R-E?
No. It was W-O-Z.
O-Z.
E-R-E. Right. Was ear.
Yeah.
99. And then the millennium happened. Couldn't do that anymore.
No, it was just two circles.
Couldn't write 97, 98.
Yeah. See, but the thing is, it's so different though. I would be horrified if I found out my kids were doing any of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Horrified.
I'd be going, what's the point
of that? I am on my high horse now, I tell you.
No, but it's right. Absolutely. You're right.
And but you should learn and move on.
Like, unless it's, because I genuinely think there's some, I'm one of those people that will go, no, graffiti can be art.
Oh, yeah,
it can be a statement. It can make you think. It can make you feel something.
It does make me think.
No, it does. Like, see, it can be provocative.
I mean,
Jersey
we don't
B was here, just written on a freshly painted garage that some poor old...
A garage?
Well, I don't know, wherever.
Oh, no, I never did it on somebody's property.
That some poor old bloke has just painted.
Oh.
Awful.
What a terrible human being.
I suppose you got to go through those things as a kid, though, to sort of come out the other side.
I wouldn't do it in somebody's garage. The only property...
Bus stops.
Yeah,
on
that's
the back of
fine.
Bus seats.
I say that's fine.
Yeah, that's
school
fine.
Property, I'd need Still, problem damaging that.
Still, it's not fine at all, because that bus seat costs money and someone's got to clean it and someone, you know...
Yeah, it's respect,
I'd never do it these days.
Well, I'd fucking hope not. Jesus. Imagine I just caught James drawing on the train seats.
One of those little S's that you do with the three lines.
Yeah.
And
God, everybody was obsessed with that. Anyway, right, so we
I feel like I feel like I've revealed a bit too much in this episode.
Don't worry about it. We can edit it if you don't want.
I think my crown slipped a little bit.
What crown?
I started off the podcast talking about how much of an upstanding citizen
yeah,
I am.
Did. Yeah, you're worse than me.
Now I'm drawing on old man's bus stops. Yeah. And bus stop, whatever, garage.
You're worse than me.
Oh, dear.
No. Right.
Everyone was doing it.
That's not an excuse, and that's what I'll
Listen,
tell the boys.
I'm a casualty of where I grew up.
Would you jump if everybody else was jumping?
I was the poor family in a poor area.
Oh, right. Get your violins out. Right.
Do you know I took the kids to see my house where I grew up in?
Yeah.
And they were shocked.
Yeah. Right, so we can...
It did look nicer when I was growing up.
We can safely say we used to be rebels. We're no longer.
Maybe.
We're upstanding citizens now.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, got kids, got boys that look up to me. Need to show them what how to be a decent person.
Yeah. Should we move on to marital mayhem?
Oh, yeah.
We got a good one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you reading this?
I'll read this. You can
have
a drink.
Some beer then.
Okay. Hi, James and Claire. Looking for advice. Oh, mate, don't come here.
No, you've come to the right place.
Okay. Wait for my toe rags. Looking for advice on what classifies as cheating. Ooh, okay. Everything. You even fucking look at somebody the wrong way. I have been with my boyfriend for about 5 years. We have a house together and a dog, so we're pretty settled and very happy. My boyfriend is very outgoing and has lots of friends, many of whom are single girls. Nope. Recently, I've noticed him follow lots of new girls on Instagram, and a lot of them are very attractive. I've also seen him liking their pictures, many of which are selfies or holiday pictures, for example, bikinis. As I said, he has lots of friends, so these could be innocent, friendly interactions, but it still makes me uncomfortable. I'll be honest, they're all probably out of his league anyway, but the point still stands. What is classed as cheating, and do I have a right to be annoyed by this?
I think you do have a right to be annoyed.
I would be annoyed if you were liking bikini pictures of other girls.
I think, yeah.
I don't think it's cheating. I wouldn't class it as cheating, but...
And if I was to like them, obviously they would be very attractive. I don't know why she had to put that in there. I was just like, and a lot of them are very attractive. I was like, yeah, obviously, yeah. No.
You know, I've just realised you never like any of my pictures.
I do.
Do you?
Don't know. Do you know what I use Instagram for, Claire?
Yeah, watching old men play guitar.
Or trying to...
Or old men barbecuing.
Yeah. And I like those.
Yeah.
No, I would say... listen, I would just say this. This doesn't have to be a thing. This doesn't have to be a big
no,
thing.
No, it can be I would quiet be like, conversation.
If you were liking pictures of blokes, although how would I know who you're liking?
Well, she must follow them as well, because then it would come up.
Right. I don't follow you, do I?
No, you don't even follow me now. Because, like, if I go onto a picture that you've liked because I follow you, it comes up, oh, James liked
this. Oh,
do you
see that?
Yeah.
Oh, that must be embarrassing.
No, because I don't follow anybody that you look at.
No, but do you see who things I've liked?
No,
because it will be like old men.
Yeah, no, and I don't.
that must be really embarrassing.
No, because I'm telling you, I don't come across them.
Sometimes I, like, see a bloke and I'm like, oh, he's got a really nice voice. I like him. I didn't know you could see that.
Look how red you've got.
Oh, no.
But I don't ever come across the pictures that you like.
Right.
Your Instagram is very standalone.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. You know they can see it if you like it, though.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the point.
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm going to chuck you a little like.
Listen, my Instagram's the same. I'm like such a mum Instagram. It's all DIY, home decor.
I will say this, though. This doesn't need to be a thing.
No.
This doesn't need to be a big problem or anything like that. All you need to say, and I would be the same. If I like was seeing that you were liking like hunky blokes with their tops off or something, right? Not that there's anything really wrong with that. But if I saw that, I would just say to you, oh, it makes me feel a bit insecure and I wish you wouldn't do that.
Right, well, yeah,
because
exactly.
It's like publicly going...
I like that.
Yeah, and then I'm just sitting there looking like me going...
I do follow Gerard Butler on Instagram.
Yeah, well, that's fine because he hasn't been hunky for about 20 years.
Oh, I tell you.
He's going down the Steven Seagal route, isn't he?
No, he's not.
Of course he is.
Oh, no, he's not. He's getting better every time I see him.
Bigger?
Yeah, bigger than better. Dad bod. No, oh, God, yeah. When
you told me you liked the Mr. Burns bod.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? No, I think the difference here is it's people he knows.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Listen, if you...
That's a big difference as well.
That's the difference.
So if it was like a picture of...
Gerard Butler. You or, don't mind if I like that.
Or on my side, a woman, like a hot woman.
Selena Gomez.
Go on, like that.
Yeah.
You go, oh, right, it's a celebrity there. If it's just like...
No, I'd still be like, well, it's fucking Selena Gomez.
If it's like Lucy, your next door neighbour.
Yeah.
You're going, whoa.
Yeah, not cool, not cool.
No, I would find it, I would get insecure over it.
Right.
And I would go, oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
It makes me look like an idiot.
I think that as well, yeah. I think, but then...
And then hopefully his response should be, I didn't realise that made you feel that way and I won't do that anymore.
But then here's the thing... Are you thinking are you going too deep into that?
My initial instinct. That's why she's annoyed because she sat there and she's like, oh, right. He's liking all these girls.
My initial instinct was.
It's literally like saying, oh, I like you.
Right.
It's literally saying that.
My instinct was to agree with her.
Yeah.
But on reflection, right, is it just like scrolling through Instagram and you like stuff? I mean, the bikini pictures. Well, no, probably
there you
not.
Go.
Yeah, probably not.
And listen.
Probably not.
It shouldn't be a big deal to him.
He can look at it. He doesn't have to
it. You can just go, oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Go, all right, no worries. I won't do it.
Okay, let us know. Let us know if you talk to him. But do be chilled
about it.
How
does she feel when boys like her pictures on Instagram? Maybe if she puts a picture of her on holiday.
Right.
Does she go, oh, that's quite nice? Or,
Yeah.
Or does she go, he shouldn't be doing that.
Does she like other boys' pictures?
I think it's...
See, the mayor I talk about this, the mayor, I think it's juvenile and I don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit stupid, isn't it?
It is a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah. I would say to him, listen, gonna stop putting wee hearts on all these big... It's the fact that he knows them. That's the problem. He knows them. Yeah,
it's a bit too personal.
Too
maybe.
Personal.
Tell him about it. And this is what Instagram should be used for. I found a great video on Instagram that I haven't stopped going on about.
Is this the
Claire had to...
Thing,
we put the kids to bed, and then about half an hour after we put the kids to bed, I jumped out of bed to go and see Jude again. Because I was like, oh, I found this video.
This is so
stupid.
I've got
to show him before he goes to sleep. And then all you heard was me getting out of bed, mm-hmm. going into the boys' room, and then me and Jude crying with laughter. Mm-hmm. And then you had to come in. And it's just, he's got loads of these videos. I don't know what the name of the Instagram, it keeps coming up because I liked it. I put a like on it. Love heart. It's a guy that just, I think he's got like a fart box or a very realistic fart noise or something. And it's him out in public and he keeps farting near people and they keep recording their reactions. Man, it is the funniest video I've seen in years. It's a guy on a bench, he's lying on his side and some on a wall or something. He's in a park, he's an American guy, and some women are walking towards him and he just goes, "Welcome to the barbecue, ladies." Like that. Me and Jude were crying. We were like, that is what Instagram should be for.
Yes, if you're a 10-year-old boy.
No.
Jude should have found that funny.
Jude found
James,
it
James, you were
hilarious.
Laughing for days.
We were both going, what does welcome to the barbecue mean?
The annoying thing is you now keep saying that.
Yeah.
You said that to me and farted on me the other day.
It's my catchphrase now.
Yeah. Now, listen, I think, I think just mention
I'm
it
assuming
to
him. These guys are young.
I think, well, they've been doing it for 5 years. They got a horse and a dog.
Oh, right, yeah. The fuck's going on there?
He needs to grow up.
What, yeah, why is he...
He needs to grow up. See, we are flip-flopping so much on this story.
Yeah.
But I think the end advice is
go and tell him, say, knock
that,
it on the head.
That makes me feel like shit. Stop doing that.
Is that... Because if you want me to feel like shit, that's what it does.
Yeah. And if he loves you, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I will never... Stop liking Gerard Butler's pictures.
Is Buckley's Law.
Right, Vow of Change for this week. Let's wrap this shit up.
Oh, God, yeah, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
My God.
I feel like this has been a long one.
We've waffled so much.
Well, maybe no, because by the time we cut all the stuff out that we can't say.
This is going to be a tough edit. So much waffle. This has been the IHOP of...
Jesus Christ, man.
They don't do waffles, do they, at IHOP?
Is that where you were going with that? Right, move on.
Right, well done. We're at the end of the podcast. Congratulations.
Well done if you did make it.
Have a little party. It's time for our vow of change, which is something that me and Claire take very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We always follow through on our vow of changes.
Well, we follow through, but...
I've got one for you that I know that you're never going to stick to.
Go on.
If I could, and you know, for the people listening, I'm doing the Ross Geller movement when he lives with Chandler and Joey for a little while. If you could just...
What do you mean?
If you could just around the house. I do a thing, like, so...
I'm the Monica of that. Remember, there was an episode where Monica was like, oh, well, I'll just talk like this
thing. I do a thing, I think it's famously known, I'm on Cameo. I make a lot of greeting videos. I wish people happy birthday and stuff like that. There's so many times I'm upstairs and you're downstairs. I do a cameo. Happy birthday, Scott. I hope you're well. We've got to go down the caravan. It's a club at some point. We'll have a proper little party.
Yeah, hilarious.
But anyway, have a happy birthday, mate. I'll get to like my last sentence and you'll be going, oh, Jude, don't do that. I go, right, well, I have to do that fucking again, won't I?
Sorry for fucking living my life downstairs without interrupting you.
Live your life.
Mr. Cameo, we've got to be quiet.
Live your life. Enjoy yourself. But you'll be having a conversation. I can hear you talking. I can't hear the boys talking. I'm upstairs. I can hear one side of the conversation. And you're going, right, yeah, and you made sure you did that after school today, didn't you? Good boy. Yeah, no, that's great. Like, and what did you, and what did your teacher tell you about that? Ah, right. So yeah, we'll have to do that then. I'm sitting there, I just want to get these done.
I'm a loud talker. I'm a listen. I don't know. I'm annoying. I'm loud. Sometimes I do hear myself back. So listen, the worst thing we ever did was start vlogging, because I do, like, when I'm editing the vlogs, I'm like, fucking Claire, shh. I just get, I think the longer, weeshed man, the longer I talk, the louder I get. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And you don't even want to be in the same room as me when I've had a couple of drinks.
Yeah. And towards the end of the night, when everything's wrapping up and everyone's a bit knackered, and it's getting to that point where you're starting to go, anyway, thanks for coming. Safe journey back. I think your taxi's here. Oh, no, we've got to talk about this. No, you can't go before. No,
that's not true. I don't fucking keep them longer. I'm ready for them to go. I just say bye really loudly.
Right.
I'm loud. Well, I will take
that's
that.
That's what I would just...
I'm loud.
Bring it down a couple of notches.
All right, okay. I don't realise I'm being loud, though. There's been a couple of times where I've been slagging you off and you've heard me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't realise at all how loud I'm being. I've just got quite a loud voice.
It travels your voice as well.
I know, I'm sorry.
Booming.
Sorry.
It's a booming voice.
And I've got a proper aggressive accent as well. Like, just everything about
it. I'm not having a guy about that. Everything I like your accent.
Everything about it's just awful, though, like isn't it? The accent, the volume, what I'm saying.
Just the volume. Just the volume. See, the thing is, the volume takes care of the accent and the what you're saying.
What do you mean?
Bring the volume down. Can't hear you.
Everything will be all right. Yeah. Okay, right, fine. No, I will
just,
try that.
I'm just saying, just bring it down.
You feel bad now, don't you?
I do. I don't like being mean to you, but it is annoying. Just a couple of decibels. Just a couple of decibels.
Right, okay, I will try. All I mean, I don't know how to do it because...
Well, it's like me with the milk. That thing. I haven't done that for a while.
What?
When you said I had a hard K.
Oh.
I've really made an effort to stop doing that. Right. It was irritating me as well.
Yeah. That's it. Right, okay. I'll try.
Right.
Okay.
What do you need from me?
Well, son.
Here's your chance. You only get one of these a week. Shit.
A week.
Fuck.
Fuck. Well, I'm going to carry on through last week because you've not done it. I've seen the email.
The delivery chip.
It's en route, and I bet it comes today. I bet it gets here today after we leave.
It's fine.
If it does, Ray, text me. We're going to run back.
So next week, do the hot chip
challenge. You're doing that because you have made yourself out to be some sort of fucking spice hero.
No. I find spicy food hot. Like, I do sit there and I go...
I know, but you're like, I love it, and it doesn't affect me.
No.
You did say that. You did say that. No. Don't you point your finger in my face.
No.
Right?
Don't you point your finger at me.
You did say that.
No, it
you
does.
You said.
It does affect
you
me.
You said I won't be, you know, making a big fuss.
That's the thing.
Let me finish a sentence.
No, because you're talking shit.
No, I'm not talking shit.
Nah, you're putting words
listen,
in my mouth.
Listen, whoever's louder is telling the truth. All right? That's your real catchphrase.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
If you say it louder.
No, I can...
You said that you would not make a big fuss.
There won't
literally,
be a big fuss.
Literally last week you went, oh, people were like, oh God, I need milk. Oh, it's so hot. You said you wouldn't do that.
No, it will still affect me. I've literally sat here and gone, I bet I do go, God, no, that is hot.
Right, but that's all you've said.
That's it, that's affecting
me. Right, so that's all you've got to say
next
week.
I'm not going to sit there and eat it and go... That was nothing.
No,
I could have another one of those. I bet I do eat it and I go...
Well, I hope you don't, because I don't ever want to see you make that face again.
I bet I do eat it and go, do you know what? That was hot. That was really hot. That's
actually
really spicy.
But that's how you've got to talk. That's what you've got to say. Oh, yeah, that was a bit spicy.
Oh, yeah, no, that is hot.
See, it's getting a bit more. It's getting a bit more.
I'm not going to be going, oh, God, I'm not going to be jumping up and down on the couch and things like that and making a big deal out of it.
I think you're going to throw up.
I don't think... No.
Okay. Right, so you're going to date next week?
Right, I'll go first.
Because it'll be here next week.
I promise, next week, I vow to do the hot chip challenge. About 5 years too late.
I know. Well, that's us, Jimmy Boy. Podcast, yeah, we'll start that in 2023. What was mine?
Quiet.
Oh, yeah, shit. I also said that really
Yeah, you did, yeah.
for next week. I promise from this day forward that I will try and be a bit quieter.
That'd be lovely. Yeah. So yeah, don't forget to join us next week.
You married the wrong girl.
I did not.
You married the wrong girl.
No, I married the right girl. Very confident in that decision.
Well, you should take me for everything I am then.
I do. Just wish you just. No, don't. Thank you.
You ever do that to me when you're not joking, though? I will punch you in the face.
No, thank you for listening to us. Next week's going to be a big one.
Well, they don't have any choice when it's me, do they?
I'm doing the hot chip challenge.
Yeah, tune in for that. He is going to eat his words. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm going to eat a chip.
Right.
And go. That was quite spicy.
Right.
Shall
okay.
We
here
on?
We go. Okay.
It's going to be very disappointing.
Right. Okay.
But make sure you tune in. Subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, and make sure you follow us at In Sickness and In Health Podcast.
Yeah, pick up
to take part. I know. Yeah, I was sort of petering out.
Come on.
Follow us at In Sickness and In Health Podcast to take part in our weekly polls and send in any stories, messages, or voice notes that you wouldn't tell your partner about. All that's left is for Claire to say,
see you next Tuesday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.